The campus of Weston High School was initially decorated with toilet paper streamers and gaily painted cars to commemorate homecoming. But police taped news vans and a looming helicopter provided their own morbid decor as investigators talked to those who witnessed Friday's violence. The official account says ninth grader Eric Hainstock came to the school carrying a shotgun. A custodian wrestled it away from him, but Hainstock then pulled out a handgun and shot Principal Klang three times as the administrator grappled with the boy. South County Chief Deputy Joe Prattner says Hainstock didn't get any further.
He was taken into custody by sheriff's deputies when we arrived. We had help from the custodial staff here and some students. They had wrestled on the ground and held him to our arrival.
The school was locked down and faculty and staff were kept on campus until early afternoon. Prattner thanked them for their cooperation and patience.
I get all cried up and all emotional thinking about it, so I can't thank you enough for what you put yourselves through, being our educators, the dangers that are associated with it.
The incident follows a recent hostage situation in a Colorado high school and a failed attempt at a Columbine-style massacre at Green Bay's East High. Gwen McIntosh, assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says school violence can come in clusters, though she doubts the latest events inspired Eric Hainstock.
Most likely this is a student who's had this type of thought before in terms of going into a school and perpetrating a violent crime, but it may provide enough motivation for someone to move from plan into action.
Whatever the reason, Weston High staffers and students may still struggle to understand the violence. Carl Welke, the school's food services director, says Principal Klang was a good man who will be missed.
People are going to have a hard time adjusting. This is a tight-knit community, and we'll get through this, but I think it's going to be pretty quiet here Monday.
Like the perpetrators at Columbine, Hainstock says he put up with bullying and teasing from his peers. The day before the shooting, the 15-year-old was disciplined for having tobacco at the school. One student says Hainstock commented that Principal Klang wouldn't last through homecoming. Within hours of Friday's shooting, Weston High canceled all homecoming activities. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.